enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was going well with the Just the Hits album, and then we did the Patio Lantern single, and then we did the At the Movies EP, which came out in July. And so we couldn't really do much to support it in terms of, like, videos and, like, shows. Right. We normally would probably play lots of stuff because we were all pretty excited about that EP in the making. But now it's like, well, now I'm, like, moving on to the next phase, which is another full album, and it's called Hamiltonian Spiritus, based on the Gowan single Strange Animal, where he says, Ominous Spiritus.
Yeah.
It's like sort of based on that. Track one is Strange Animal, of course.
That's awesome.
Because we have a rule with Moonlight Desires. If it's an album, track one has to be a Gowan song.
That's it, eh? From now on? Is that the new thing?
Yeah, because we use his song title as our band name, so we have to always pay homage to him in the first track.
That makes total sense, man. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time have a chat with us about the new F the album from Ricky Butcher and to catch up on Moonlight Desires. November 27th at the Casbah. You can check out, go to the Casbah's website. There's an Eventbrite link for Ricky Butcher's album release party that's happening. It's, I found something. Tickets are actually $38.15 for two and $69.98 for a bigger table. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's me. It's the taxes for you.
There you go.
Hey, this is Ricky Butcher. We're doing the big release of the new record, the album, at the Casbah in Hamilton, November 27th. Come on down, social distance tables. Otherwise, you can check me out on rickybutcher.bandcamp.com, as well as all the other platforms, Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah.
Wash our hands, cough into our elbows. These are the things we know. Yeah, if people want to wear a mask, that is okay. These are the things we know to prevent you from speaking moistly. Speaking moistly.
with a cough and a running nose. Now it's 14 days with the windows closed. I'm bored to the core, finished Netflix twice, danced on TikTok and learned to cook rice. Please tape on the park, need some fresh air today, cause if you catch the rona, it'll take your breath away. Bill Gates saw it coming. He knew all the spots. Now it's population control, vaccines, nanobots. Lost my job, now I'm surfing the CERB, making twice the cash I did a work in a germ. Economy in shambles, stocks are taking a dive. At least I kill it on Instagram Live. Grocery stores with one-way aisles, 6 feet between in single files. Mask on my face, gloves on my hands. A sanitizer is the new contraband. Bulletproof glass for debit cards. Toilet paper shelf needs a bodyguard. This new world order is super lame. I thought the end of times would have more games.
Ah, fuck. Sorry. Common.
I enjoy your body. It's like Skittles, I taste your rainbow. And how about them Zoops?
Zoops.
They're like a fine aged cheesecake. I always want more. Whenever you're around me, it's 6 o'clock. It's fucking 6 o'clock. This song is your birthday gift. And these are my
in birthday cheese
like a bunny, and I'm your carrot stick. I find it funny that I'm with a World of Warcraft chick.
But that's okay, cause you bang like a warrior and you're hot as shit. You're fucking hot as shit.
You use a lot of F word, a lot of swearing, and this and that. Again, is it necessary to get your message across to use that kind of language? Is it, you use the sexual imagery, you use the shocking physical appearance, you've done some bizarre things on stage, and you use profanity. All that necessary?
Sometimes. I think sometimes when you're making a point, I don't think that my lyrics are overlaced with profanity, because I myself don't speak using a lot of profanity in normal conversation. But I think when you're making something aggressive and you need to get a point across, if you're angry, sometimes profanity is necessary. It's better to use a curse word than to hurt somebody else.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
away in Italianville, there lived a girl named Gianna Parmigiana. Poor girl lost her arm in the flesh-eating craze in 93. But you know what they say? What doesn't kill both arms makes the remaining arm stronger. Well, now she's putting Steel Town on the map, one handy at a time.
patience I find too hard to break. Oh, maybe you're out of place.
Good enough. just forget. Say things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see you cry.
Especially a culture of young people, appeared to be so transfixed with death and darkness and evil. And do I speak the truth, Marilyn?
Everyone's so afraid of death, I think, that they want to get closer to it by fascinating over things like serial killers and horror movies and car crashes. And that fear of that danger at these concerts and these mosh pits, I think, people get a sexual thrill from it. I think that excites people.
So there's erotica then is a part of moshing?
Well, maybe it's not erotic, but there's a term called eustress, and it's people's euphoric feeling over their stress.
Yes.
I think people thrive off of that. It's like amusement park, right at your own risk. You know at the concerts there's a hint of danger.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Don't my feeling will win in the end. I won't harm you or judge your defenses. Vanity, insecurity. Oh, don't you forget about me. I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together. As you walk on by, will you call my name?
This is CIOI, 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
All right, welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here, of course, and we are covering off on the show on Hamilton artists. And three of them from this area will be Basement Revolver, the Davids Project, and also Elevator. And go to their website and download their music and buy their music to help support them, just like we should all be doing. Also, go to Bandcamp and check out their website. I think it's like the first Friday of every month. That's when they do the they waive fees, and 100% goes to the artist. So there you go. So you can check them out on Bandcamp as well. Yeah, I'm not really big on Spotify and all the other stuff right now. It just doesn't make any sense. Everyone's struggling, and we got to support them. So you're going to hear some music from David's, and also you will hear some Basement Revolver. But starting things off, Elevator for you right now here on Steel City Music.
I used to be kind.